Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The El Paso International Airport will not broadcast a message from Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, according to a statement from the city. Instead, a video has broadcasted from a monitor not connected to the airport's network from a Transportation Security Administration's checkpoint area. Airports in the Dallas, Corpus Christi, and San Antonio areas are not broadcasting the same video. Out of concern, it violates the Hatch Act. The federal law prohibits the use of political media as an advertising policy. In the video, Noem blames Democratic lawmakers for the ongoing government shutdown. Four city council representatives have denounced Noem's video, saying it violates federal law. And the University of Texas at El Paso has received a $500,000 grant to support research that uses artificial intelligence to strengthen cybersecurity for nuclear plants. The grant from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will help researchers at UTEP find new ways for nuclear facilities to fend off cyber attacks from other sophisticated systems. Researchers say they will use artificial intelligence to identify unusual digital activity, create new layers of security, and simulate attacks and defenses. According to UTEP, a three-year project will also provide opportunities for students to get direct training with AI research. In other news, some Texas National Guard troops deployed to Chicago have been sent home for allegedly failing to meet fitness standards. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports this followed an ABC News photo of overweight troops with Texas uniform patches that went viral.
The Texas Military Department confirmed on the military news site Task and Purpose that a small group of the 200 National Guard soldiers deployed to Illinois last week had been sent home for not being in compliance with its validation process. The move followed a speech by Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon last month to hundreds of military commanders.
If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops.
Last week, the National Guard issued a statement saying all troops had to meet height, weight, and fitness standards. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And more than a dozen Texas state agencies are under review by the Sunset Advisory Commission, including several major health agencies. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports advocates say this cycle could have a significant impact on services and access moving forward.
The Sunset Review process takes a close look at an agency's purpose, priorities, and performance, starting with an agency's self-evaluation. Diana Forrester is with Texans Care for Children. She says the Health and Human Services Commission report listed customer service for people trying to access benefits as its first major issue.
They were openly admitting that it's really confusing, that their processes aren't family-friendly, that their notices are confusing. I mean, that was all stuff that we have been saying for years.
Forrester says the self-evaluation could make it harder for lawmakers to ignore the concerns advocates have. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
And finally, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is asking people to participate in its pollinator bio-blitz. Pollinators like bees, butterflies, and bats sustain native species and food crops. Post photos of pollinators and nectar-producing plants and post them to social media, the iNaturalist app, or the Texas Pollinator BioBlitz Facebook event page. Hashtag your posts. Hashtag TX Pollinators. The BioBlitz runs through October 26th. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.